A major winter storm that began in the mid-Atlantic states yesterday dumped a foot of snow and more today in central Pennsylvania, New York, and southern New England. And even though students and teachers have gotten used to remote learning from home, some school districts have decided to call today a snow day. Cheryl Stanton, superintendent of the Mohawk Trail and Hallamont Regional School District in northwestern Massachusetts, made the announcement by song last night on social media.
Tomorrow is gonna be a snow day, so you can stay in bed and cover up your head. Maybe read a book, maybe even cook. All I ask is that you find a way to help and be kind. Pick up a shovel. Tomorrow is gonna be a snow day.
Superintendent Cheryl Stanton joins us now. And that was wonderful, Cheryl. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Schools in your district are fully remote right now, but you still decided that today should be a snow day for teachers and students. Why?
There's really a couple of reasons. We still have several families that come into our school buildings to use our remote internet hubs. Some of those students transport in with their families and some take our buses. So with transportation being dangerous right now in the storm, we did decide to do a full snow day for our students. The other piece too is that we have several staff members that because of limited broadband access at their homes, they do also come in to teach from our school buildings. So again, traveling during this time is really dangerous. So we did call that traditional old-fashioned snow day. And then the other piece is that, you know, we are hopeful that we will be able to return to in-person learning for all of our students. And these snow days are days that we hope we can use at the end of the year to really celebrate the work that's happened this year with our students, all of the resiliency that they have shown, and really use these days at the end where we can be in person.
Mm. How much snow do you all have where you are right now?
Well, that's an interesting question. It depends on what town in the district you ask. At our southernmost town, Plainfield, I think they're at about a foot. Where I live in Coleraine, we are at about 2 feet up here.
2 feet of snow. You include some suggestions in your song for what kids should be doing today. But what do you hope kids do on this snow day?
You know, my generation, we all remember that magic of a snow day. I think we all remember going outside and just, you know, playing, building snowmen, building snow forts, coming inside, having hot chocolate, really hunkering down with a good book. I think just taking a pause and really listening to the quiet of the snow and settling into, you know, a softer day so that we're really ready to come back to remote learning tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure a lot of kids are happy to be outside today. That it's an exciting proposition to see all of that snow. Superintendent Stanton, thank you so much for this. And I really wish you all the best, not only on this snow day, but for the rest of the school year.
Thank you so much.
Cheryl Stanton is the superintendent of the Mohawk Trail and Hallamont Regional School District in northwestern Massachusetts, where today is a snow day.